بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحابه اجمعين. اما بعد، قابل احترام بزرگ عزیزو، جیسا کہ ہم سب جانتے ہیں کہ ہر مہینے کے پہلے ہفتے میں، پہلے جمعے کو یہ پروگرام ہوتا ہے، جس کا مقصد مل جلنا، بیٹھنا اور کچھ اصلاح کے تعلق سے، ریفارمیشن کے تعلق سے کچھ باتیں ہمارے سامنے آتی ہیں، اس کو عمل کی نیت سے سننا. جیسے ملک کے اندر اس قسم کے پروگرامز بچوں، بڑوں، مردوں، عورتوں، سبھی کے لیے بہت ہی امپورٹنٹ، ضروری اہمیت کے حامل ہوتے ہیں. زیادہ سے زیادہ ہم کو اس میں حصہ لینا چاہیے، شریک ہونا چاہیے، خود بھی فائدہ اٹھانا چاہیے، دوسروں کو بھی ترغیب دینی چاہیے. تو اس اجلاس کا آغاز کرنے کے لیے، پروگرام کا آغاز کرنے کے لیے، میں حافظ زبیر کو دعوت دیتا ہوں کہ وہ آئیں اور تلاوت غلام پاک کے ذریعے سے، قرآن پاک کے ذریعے سے جلسے کا آغاز فرمائیں.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا. إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. فادخلوها خالدين. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ما شاء الله، بہترین آواز میں، بہترین انداز سے تلاوت قرآن پاک ہم سن رہے تھے. اس کے بعد ہم بارگاہ رسالت مآب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں ہدیہ نعت پیش کرنے کے لیے دعوت دیتے ہیں حافظ طٰہٰ کو کہ وہ آئیں اور نعت شریف پیش فرمائیں.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ، اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر، ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر، ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے، جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا، جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا، وہ محمد مدینہ نے میں موجود ہے. پھول کھلتے ہیں پر پڑھ کے صلی علی، پھول کھلتے ہیں پڑھ پڑھ کے صلی علی، جھوم کر کے رہی ہے یہ باغ سبا، ایسی خوشبو چمن کی گلوں میں کہاں، ایسی خوشبو چمن کی گلوں میں کہاں، جو نبی کے پسینے میں موجود ہے.
ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے ہم نے مانا کہ جنت بہت ہے حسین ہم نے مانا کہ جنت بہت ہے حسین چھوڑ کر ہم مدینہ نہ جائے کہیں یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں اور جنت مدینے میں موجود ہے ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے
ماشاءاللہ اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی آل محمد مبارک وسلم آپ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا نام پہلی مرتبہ سننے پر درود پڑھنا واجب ہے اس کے بعد میں اپنے اختیار میں ہوتا ہے تو ماشاءاللہ سے اللہ قرآن پاک کی تلاوت ہم نے سماعت فرمائی اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی شان میں تعریفی کلمات نعت کے ہم نے سماعت فرمائے اللہ تعالی ہم سب کے دلوں میں قرآن کی محبت اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سچی محبت سچا عشق ہم سب کو نصیب فرمائیں اس کے بعد میں حضرت مولانا شاہ مفتی ابرار الحق صاحب دامت برکاتہم سے گزارش کرتا ہوں کہ ہم سب کو اپنے قیمتی کلمات کے ذریعے سے مستفید فرمائیں
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ الحمدللہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیہ ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله واصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم الى يوم الدين اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون الله سبحانه وتعالى He mentioned the reality of this life in the Quran. Quran is a kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal and it explains everything. Quran being the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it gives the real information. Now it became very easy for people to understand what is real information and what is fake information. It is very easy to get fake information. It is very easy to get delusion. But the Quran has mentioned this always, that there is perception that people have and there is reality. The perception that people have is that this worldly life is everything. This is the only life that we have. Enjoy it the way you can and the way possible. But this is because of the delusion. and because of fake information, wrong information. What is the correct information? The correct information is in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal, who knows everything and who knows the truth. Allah Azza wa Jal, who says the truth. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can say truth better than Allah Azza wa Jal? Who can say more truth than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah Azza wa Jal is saying in the Quran, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. This worldly life is only lahu and la'ib. Lahu and la'ib, yani what keeps you busy, what makes you have fun, what keeps you occupied. You are just doing something just for the sake of it. There is no real objective behind it. This is the reality of the worldly life. Although people think that they are doing something, actually they are not doing anything. What they are doing is just to keep themselves busy. If this worldly life is not real, what is real? وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The world of Akhirah is the real life. The world of Akhirah is the real life. Because we don't realize this, or we don't remember this always, we keep ourselves busy with most of the things which do not matter. And because of being engaged in what does not matter, we leave what matters. What matters most is Salah, right? How many people pray Salah regularly on time? Look at the percentage of the Muslims throughout the world. What matters most is being faithful to Allah Azza wa Jal and showing kindness to the people. Being fair and just, honest and truthful. Can we do that? Is that easy? It's very challenging. Why? Because we are busy with something which does not matter. So our energy is already going somewhere. Our energy is already wasted, used, overused. So when our energy is already used for something else, then for what matters, the energy is not there. It is like if you are using computer, right? And you have opened so many browsers, you have opened so many software, so many programs. Well, the memory is being used. Now, all those pages which you have opened, you are not reading them now. All those softwares which you have opened, you are not using them now. If you want to use something, well, the computer is going to lag. Why? Because energy is already gone, is already used. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us advice how to live this life and how to make most of this life. Sometimes you don't have, you know, big lectures. You only have one-liners or even half a liner. not even a full line, just half a line. But subhanallah, it is so valuable and it is so precious. It has so much ilm and so much wisdom that if we truly understand it and if we truly practice it, that is enough. It is enough. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni." Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. It is part of the beauty of a person's Islam that he leaves what does not concern him. It is part of the beauty of a person's Islam is that he leaves what does not concern him, what does not matter to him. Meaning, there are so many things we can do, but there are certain things which are not important for us, neither in deen nor in dunya. So if something is not useful in deen or in dunya, and a person is being occupied in those things, his Islam can never be perfect. His Islam can never be beautiful. In order to beautify his Islam, he has to disengage from what does not concern him, what does not matter to him. Now look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say that he should leave what is harmful. You know, he could have said that part of the beauty of Islam of a person is that he leaves what is harmful. The Prophet ﷺ did not say that you should leave what is harmful. Because leaving what is harmful is already understood. And many people might avoid what is wrong, what is harmful. But there is a big gray area. Or there is a big trap. There is a big black hole. Right? Please come forward, come forward. Come forward, come and sit here. Come forward. Come forward. Yeah, we are mentioning Allah Azza wa Jal, we are mentioning the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is not right that we do something else. If something is really, really important, then you go outside, do it and come back. If something is very urgent, go outside, get it done, and then come back. We cannot do two things at a time. We cannot remember Allah Azza wa Jalla at the same time, do something else. This is not right. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni." It is part of the beauty of a person that he leaves what does not matter to him. So I was saying the Prophet ﷺ did not say that he leaves what is harmful. But he moved one step ahead. And he said not only that he leaves what is harmful, but actually he leaves what does not concern him. Because what is harmful is understood. And many people might actually avoid it. But there is so much which has no benefit, no harm. There is so much which adds no value to your time, which adds no value to your life, which adds no benefit to your akhirah. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that is if we engage in those activities, then our focus from akhirah will get diverted. If our mind is busy with all those things which do not matter, then our mind will not be there. when we want to think about what matters. Tonight, before you go to bed, take time and think where my time is going. Make a list of all the activities that we do. Okay, this good, this useful, this beneficial. Actually, this is wrong, this is harmful, I must have avoided it. Right? But then in between you will have so many things which are neither good nor bad. Unnecessary activity. Useless activity. Like in the past people used to say, our mashayikh, our teachers used to say, that reading newspaper, okay, you want to read newspaper briefly just to know what is happening, that is fine. But some people read newspaper as if it is a sacred book. They don't want to miss any column. They want to read every single page. Right? Some people, they do that. How much time is wasted? There is so much which does not concern us. Now, everybody has a certain level of energy. Or, if you want to put it another way, everybody has a certain reserve of energy. If 90% of energy is wasted, then you have got 10%. And this 10% you have to use for Salah, for Quran, for Akhirah, for Salawat and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for Istighfar. Right? It's not going to be enough. That's why we might actually pray Salah, but our mind is somewhere else. Because before we entered into our Salah, we are already exhausted. Before we started Salah, we are already tired. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's why he advised us, min husni islam al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'ni. Part of the beauty of a person's Islam is that he leaves and he abandons what does not matter to him. It is very unfortunate that shaitan always has ways and means of wasting our life and wasting our time. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he reminded us in the Quran in many places. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Some people, they buy لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. They actually buy لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. What is لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ? لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ is the talk, useless. Matter which has no benefit. How do you actually buy something which is useless? Right? In the past, ulama used to give example that in Makkah, when the Arabs, they saw that, oh, many people are interested in the Quran. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recites the Quran, people gather to listen to him. Like the way Hafiz Zubair, mashallah, he recited the Quran. Quran, when it is recited beautifully, it has magic. Quran, if you read nicely, beautifully, it has its own effect. Obviously, Quran is kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, it has its own effect. But when we read it more beautifully, it has its own special effect. That's why Quran is sung. Quran, obviously we read, but we read with singing. It might look strange, but this is how it is. Right? The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man lam yataghanna bil Qur'ani falaysa minna." Man lam yataghanna bil Qur'ani falaysa minna. whoever does not sing the Quran does not belong to us. Whoever does not read the Quran beautifully does not belong to us. Quran should be read beautifully. There are two stages. One is that it must be read correctly, like we learn the makharij and the sifat and, you know, etc. How ha is pronounced, or how ayn is pronounced, qaf is pronounced, etc. So we read correctly. And then when you actually read it, you read it with singing. You read it with melody. You read it with beautiful voice. Because it deserves, every ayah deserves that you pay attention to that ayah. Every word in the Quran deserves that you pay special attention. Subhanallah. Some of the qaris, if you listen to them, it looks as if they are reading that letter, not the whole thing. Like when we read the whole page in one go, right? You never know when the page started and when the page finished. But alhamdulillah, I have listened to some of the qurra, some of the qaris who know the art of the tilawa of the Quran. They read so slowly and so beautifully and so accurately that as if they are reading that letter. Because every single letter of the Quran matters. Every single word of the Quran matters. Right? So Quran, when it is read beautifully, it has magic. Unfortunately, most of the time we don't read the Quran properly. Forget about singing and reading nicely and beautifully. We don't actually learn how to read it. We don't actually learn how, you know, and practice how to read it beautifully. It requires practice. So the Arabs, when they saw that, you know, people are listening to the Quran, they thought, well, we should actually have some alternative arrangement, so that people, instead of listening to the Quran, they can listen to us. So they bought two slave girls who used to dance and sing. So these slave girls, they would sing and dance. So they paid money to buy them. So this is buying. So they spent money, and then they gathered people and they said, listen to this singing. This is better than the Quran. Right? Now, the singing they are doing, is it adding any value to their life? Is it benefiting them in deen or in dunya? No. Just useless activity. Useless activity. So the ulama, they used to give that example of lahwul hadith, which is a true example. But lahwul hadith can be understood in our time. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ. People pay money to waste their time. People pay money to waste their energy. People pay money to waste their life. Now, mashallah, this became industry. Wasting time became industry. It is a big industry, multi-billion-dollar industry. What is the outcome of it? Is wasting time. And actually, people paying money to waste time. People buying softwares to waste time. People are buying programs to waste time. I did not know that. I used to think that these games which children play, it is like you just download it once and then you keep playing. Then I was told, no, it's not like that. You pay once, but then if you want to upgrade in wasting time, you are wasting 5 hours, I want to waste 7 hours. You are wasting 2 hours a day, well, I waste 3 hours a day. Huh? You are wasting 4 hours a week, I waste 10 hours a week. So when I want to upgrade myself, then actually I have to pay. I have to pay more money to upgrade. And people keep upgrading. Ajib. Some parents told me that some children, they become so occupied that they cannot leave their eyes off the screen. Constantly they have to look at the screen. Some children, they have had blood coming out of their eye. I'm telling you true stories. What has caused that, Allah knows. You might go and ask a doctor. Some children, they keep playing so much, even if they are hungry, they will not go and have meal with their parents. They don't actually enjoy being with parents. They don't actually enjoy being with the family. Family is boring. Parents are very boring. My brothers and sisters are very boring. Subhanallah, look at the shaitan. How shaitan has played with our minds. How we have allowed shaitan. We cannot blame shaitan too much. You can blame little bit. But actually we need to blame ourselves. Because we have allowed shaitan to deceive us. On the day of judgment, when people will blame shaitan, shaitan will say, مَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُم مِّن سُلْطَان. I did not have any authority over you. You know, shaitan does not force anybody. Shaitan just tempts. He just inspires. He just motivates. That's it. And then we take initiative and we use our own thought process and we follow the footsteps of shaitan. Ajib. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned this in the Quran that people pay money to buy lahu al-hadith. If people pay money to buy lahu al-hadith, okay, their money is wasted. But how will they go astray? لِيُضُلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. How will they be misguided? If someone is doing something which is not useless, okay, that is understandable. But how that is going to affect my akhirah? How does it, that is going to mislead? Because naturally what happens, that a person will get engaged more and more and more and more. So his focus and his concentration from akhirah slowly will decrease. So much so that salah does not matter, the Quran does not matter, service to others does not matter, one's own family does not matter. And then the obligations towards Allah Azza wa Jal will eventually be neglected. I just want to watch the last goal. I just want to finish this. I just want to watch the last checker, last sixer. And then come and pray. The last will never finish. The last will never come. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminded us that if we want to perfect our Islam, beautify our Islam, then we must leave what does not concern us. If you have 10 people in the community and everybody is wasting 2 hours a week, how many hours is that? 20 hours. 20 hours, we can do something great in 20 hours, right? You can actually paint the masjid in 20 hours. You can actually go and paint somebody's house in 20 hours. You can actually help somebody move. Yeah? You can actually go and help somebody with the garden. You can do so many things in 20 hours. If you have 100 people in the community and everybody is wasting 2 hours a day, that is a lot. If you think carefully, then it is a huge problem that we are facing, being engaged with what does not matter. You see, our mashayikh, they say that we should read 1 juz of the Quran a day. On average, it takes about 20 minutes to half an hour to recite one juz of the Quran, right? Almost everybody has that half an hour. Almost everybody has half an hour in 24 hours. But how come we don't pray? We don't read one juz of the Quran a day? Hardly we open and then we remember something to do and then we go. You read 2-3 pages and then you have something to do. That is because our energy, our time is already gone. Some of the ulama, they even make it even easier, that at least we should spend 3 minutes in reading the Quran. Hazrat Qari Amirul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, I have heard that he used to say that we should read at least Quran for 3 minutes every day. Well, 3 minutes is not too much. 3 minutes. We have so many hundreds of 3 minutes every day. But it's still not many people do. It's still not many people do. That is because of being busy with layani. Layani must be avoided. If we want to do anything positive with our life, then layani has to be eliminated. Eliminate layani. Believe me, you can achieve so much in your life. Life can become very beautiful and life can become very positive and very productive. If you just use 5 minutes of your life positively, properly, you can do so much. Just 5 minutes every day, you can actually learn a subject which you did not know. For example, if somebody is not good in math, I'm not good in math, I don't like math, math is not my subject. Right? Many children, they complain. Math is not my subject. I don't like it. I find it too hard. I find it too difficult. Okay. Just give 5 minutes every day and focus. Believe me, if you did not know math, you can learn from scratch every day just for 5 minutes. I used to say that, and one day I went to a bookshop. Actually, there are books which teach math in 5 minutes. There are actually books that teach math in 5 minutes. 5 minute math. Right? Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, great alim and a pious elder, he wrote a small book ایک منٹ کا مدرسہ اور فائیو منٹ کا مدرسہ, دیٹ ایکچولی ان ٹو منٹس اور ان فائیو منٹس یو کین لرن سو مچ. ایوری ڈے یو کین لرن دا میننگ آف ون آیا, میننگ آف ون سورا, ون مسئلہ, ون سنت, ون ورچو ان فائیو منٹس. سو مچ کین بی اچیوڈ, سو مچ کین بی لرنڈ. بٹ دیٹ کین اونلی ہیپن وین وی اوائڈ واٹ از لا یعنی من حسن اسلام المرء ترکه ما لا یعنی. اٹ از فرام دا بیوٹی آف اے پرسنز اسلام دیٹ ہی اوائڈز اینڈ ہی ابینڈنز واٹ ڈز ناٹ کنسرن ہم, واٹ ڈز ناٹ میٹر ٹو ہم. اللہ عز و جل ہی ریمائنڈرز ان دا قرآن دیٹ دس ورلڈلی لائف از اونلی لہو اللعب. اف یو ڈونٹ پے اٹینشن دین وی آر جسٹ گوئنگ ٹو گیٹ آکوپائڈ ان لہو اینڈ لائب, تھنگس وچ ڈو ناٹ بینیفٹ, تھنگس دیٹ ڈو ناٹ ایڈ ویلیو ان آخرہ. دا ریئل لائف از دا لائف آف آخرہ, وان الدار الآخرہ لہی الحیوان. دا ورلڈ آف آخرہ, دا ہوم آف آخرہ is a real life. Allah Azza wa Jal, He created us for Akhirah, not for this life. Allah Azza wa Jal, He created us for Akhirah. We are here only for a short period of time in transit. You are traveling, you stay in your airport for 2 hours, 3 hours in order to catch next flight. So we need to catch flight for Akhirah. This is airport. We are waiting for the next flight. But in order to go to the next flight, we need to have the ticket, boarding pass, security check, so many conditions, right? Allah Azza wa Jal gave us this beautiful deen. This beautiful deen prepares us for Akhirah. You follow the beautiful deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced and lived. He did not only preach, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he preached and he also practiced every single thing, small thing, big thing, what is simple, what is difficult, what is challenging. He lived. That's why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life is very diverse. Many people live a very normal life. Many people live life of a very narrow path. You know, somebody was born somewhere, raised somewhere, went to school, went to college, got a job, and remained in that job for 30, 40 years, retired, and then spent another 15, 20 years in that same locality and died. Our Prophet ﷺ's life was not like that. Every aspect of life was very challenging. So that nobody can say, I cannot do it. Because Rasulullah ﷺ, he did. In fact, the more challenge you take, the stronger you get in your life. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was born as an orphan. That itself is a challenge, right? No father. He never saw his father sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After 6 years, mother died. Khalas, no father, no mother. Imagine how much strong you have to be to face this world. You don't have any backup of father, no support of mother. You know, if you have pain, if you have grief, if you have any concern, you go and share with your parents. You talk to them, you find refuge, you find help, you find support. No father, no mother. Khalas. You just have to be strong. You just have to face the challenge. His grandfather took care of him. After 2 years, he also passed away. Abdul Muttalib. Pain upon pain upon pain. But pain makes you strong. Pain makes you strong. Many people run away from pain. Obviously, we don't wish for it. Don't get me wrong. We don't wish for it. We ask for afia. But there are so many things which are by choice and which are going to cause you pain. If you run away from it, you will never gain anything in your life. You want to seek ilm? Ilm does not come without pain. Man sahira al-ula talaba al-layali. Man talaba al-ula sahira al-layali. Whoever seeks to go high in ilm, in knowledge, well, he has to stay awake at night. Meaning he has to read, he has to revise, he has to do mutala'a, he has to study. Many ulama, they used to read and they used to enjoy. They used to enjoy. Now, when you are doing that, obviously, you are going to miss parties, you are going to miss family gatherings, you are going to miss so many weddings, so many aqiqahs, walimas. Okay. You cannot do everything at once. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lived Islam. Why? So that we can also live Islam. And then we can prepare ourselves for akhirah. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he preached Islam in Makkah, which was very hard. People shout, people scream, people abuse. Right? People swear. But nothing stopped him. He continued his journey of inviting people towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Until it was almost impossible for the companions to survive in Makkah. So with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, he told them to migrate to Medina. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also migrated to Medina. But migration to Medina was not life of comfort. Okay, you know, we have suffered now. For more than a decade we have suffered. We have had a very bad life, very difficult life. Now let's go and relax. Life of Medina was not life of relaxation. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Ya Allah, there is no life but the life of akhirah. The real life, the real joy is the joy of akhirah. Even in Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every day he struggled. Every day. In the beginning, he had to do all he was doing. Teaching Islam, preaching Islam, defending Muslims. Right? Worrying about the conspiracies. The enemies of Islam are making, the people of Makkah every day are making conspiracy. The enemies from Medina, they were making conspiracies against Islam, against every day he has to work it out, how to face those challenges. Plus, his own life was under threat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with all of that, he prayed, he fasted, and he prayed more than anybody else. And he fasted more than anybody else. He taught the Quran. He helped the people who were weak in the society. He helped the widows. He helped the orphans. And then he participated in the battlefields where there is risk for life. But he He would be at the forefront, not sitting behind a screen, guiding, do this, do this. He will be in the field, and he will be at the front. Bhai, please do not talk. ये बात नामुनासिब है कि दीन की बात चल रही हो और लोग आपस में बातें करें. यहाँ तो अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह मर्दों में सब लोग माशाल्लाह खामोशी से सुन रहे हैं, क्योंकि बात जो भी हो रही है अल्लाह की बात हो रही है, अल्लाह के रसूल की बात हो रही है, अल्लाह के जिक्र की मजलिस है. दिस इज द गैदरिंग ऑफ द रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल. सो इट्स नॉट राइट फॉर अस टू टॉक. प्लीज डू नॉट टॉक. इफ समथिंग इज रियली अर्जेंट, गो आउटसाइड, गो डाउन स्टेयर्स, फिनिश योर टॉक and come upstairs. Do not talk. And I appreciate if there are any ladies who can, you know, make this announcement loudly so that people can understand. Agar khawatin mein koi zimmedar log ho to betakalluf logon ko yaad dilaiye ki bhai baat nahi kare. Betakalluf logon ko bataiye ki bhai baat nahi kare. और कोई बहुत ही जरूरी बात है तो भाई जरूरी बात अगर है तो जो काम जरूरी वो करना चाहिए. यहां बैठने की जरूरत क्या है? अगर कोई दूसरा काम जरूरी है तो वो करना चाहिए. तो कोई दूसरा काम जरूरी है तो जाओ वो काम करके आओ. इफ समथिंग इज रियली अर्जेंट देन यू शुड बी डूइंग दैट अर्जेंट थिंग. यू शुड नॉट बी सिटिंग हियर. इफ यू हैव इमरजेंसी सिचुएशन यू शुड नॉट बी सिटिंग हियर. यू शुड गो एंड फिनिश योर इमरजेंसी टॉक. Finish your urgent matter and then come back. There is no compulsion here. Nobody has forced you to come here. Anybody has forced you to come here? Well, alhamdulillah, all the men, nobody is saying that. Alhamdulillah, nobody has forced you to come here, right? You have come with your choice. So respect this gathering. This is the gathering of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla and remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the benefit from the gathering will be according to the intention that we have. If we truly have the desire and the intention to benefit, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will benefit from something small. You might listen to a small thing and that can benefit you. Even the person who is talking may not know this. The person who is talking may not intend this, but because you have the intention of benefiting, Allah will make you benefit. Allah will give you that benefit. The person who is talking is just a means. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that it is like the rain comes and goes to benefit, but it passes by certain routes. You know, you have a valley, so the rain is going through that valley, but actually is going through to the fields, going to benefit certain people. So the speaker who is speaking, he is actually that route, but the rain is going to benefit the fields, but the fields have to be ready to benefit. If the fields are not ready to benefit, no talk will benefit. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave example of ilm of deen with the rain. When the rain comes, sometimes the rain falls upon rocks. No matter how much rain comes upon those rocks, the rocks do not benefit from the rain, nor they accumulate water. The water falls and slips, falls and slips. Neither they benefit others, nor they benefit themselves. And sometimes you have land which actually gathers water, which accumulates water, but nothing grows there. So others will benefit from that water, but the land itself, it does not benefit. And then you have a third category of land. would actually receive the water of rain and benefits. So you see plants and you see flowers and you see fruits and you see grains coming out. Human being is like that. Because human being is created from soil. Human being is created from soil. So human being has the characteristics of the soil. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us of those who benefit themselves and also benefit others. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged us to learn and to teach. People are only two types, alim or muta'allim. Either someone who knows, yani who knows and teaches others, or somebody who learns. So I was mentioning that because the real life is the life of Akhirah, and we are here to prepare for the life of Akhirah, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us this beautiful deen. And this deen is actually there to help us prepare for Akhirah. But following the deen is a big challenge. You have so many ahkam, so many guidelines, so many ta'limat, so many do's and don'ts. Every day, no matter how much we learn, still there is so much that we don't know. And then, actually putting that into practice is even a big challenge. So where do we get this energy to implement that? We get that from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we read the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we learn the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we see how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually has practiced Islam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us to pray, صلوا كما رأيتموني وصلي. But he himself used to pray salah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only that, he used to pray faraid, obligatory prayers, he also used to pray nawafil, and lots of nawafil. He used to pray lots of nawafil. Some people think that nafil, you know, unnecessary activity. What brings you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal? How it can be unnecessary activity? This is the best thing we can do in our life. Salah is the best thing that has been given to the human being. And inside Salah you have connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to encourage us to pray more, he taught us sunan, the sunnahs that we have before Fajr, before Dhuhr, after Dhuhr, after Maghrib, after Isha, right? And then sometimes he used to have even more than this after sunrise. Sometimes after sunrise, after midday. Obviously, there is a sunnah which we pray before Dhuhr. That is there. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also used to pray after the midday as well. Once the sun has moved from the zenith, he also used to pray. He used to pray before Asr. He used to pray before Isha, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to pray towards the end of night. Although that is not must, and for sure it is not must for him, in the sense that Allah already promised him forgiveness. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ وَبِنْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So much so that Allah has to say to the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasul, you know, Ya Nabi, please, do less. You are doing too much. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Okay, stand at night, except little. نِصْفَهُ. Okay, make it half. You know, sleep half night and pray half of the night. أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. Or even
it decreased a little bit more. Allah had to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lessen his ibadah, because he was doing so much that he was exhausting himself, because he wanted to show his ubudiyyah to Allah Azza wa Jal, that I am servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, I want Allah to be happy with me. And if he needs to show to Allah Azza wa Jal that humility, what about us? Right? So Rasulullah SAW, he lived his life and he showed us. Fasting, Ramadan is obligatory. That is there. But every month he used to fast so many days. Mondays and Thursdays he used to fast. 3 days in a month, in the middle of the month he used to fast. Why? So that people learn. People learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing this, although he does not need this, what about us? What about us? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had very strong connection with the Quran. Very strong connection. He used to recite the Quran quite a lot. Before going to bed, he would read Surah Waqi'ah, he would read Surah Mulk, he would read Surah Sajda. He would not go to bed without reading the Quran. And then he used to read the Quran in the Qiyamul Layl as well, in Tahajjud prayer as well. And then throughout the day, he used to pray, read the Quran in Salawat as well. Fajr Salah used to be longer. If we make Salah longer, can people afford? Zuhr Salah used to be longer. Because we make it short, people think that Zuhr Salah is short. Zuhr Salah is not short. Actually, Zuhr Salah is longer. Maghrib is short in general. But sometimes even Maghrib he used to make longer. Maghrib in general is short. But sometimes Rasulullah made Maghrib longer. But Fajr and Zuhr used to be longer. So he read the Quran so that people read the Quran. He established the connection with the Quran so that people have connection with the Quran. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way he fulfilled the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, he fulfilled the rights of his servants, his people. So that you cannot say, "Oh, because I have family, I cannot pray. Because I am busy with my family, I cannot do this." No, no. Well, you have family, maintain the family and maintain your ties with Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why if you have one wife, one child, one wife policy, one child policy, people get tired. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took care of his own kids sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? When he got married to Khadija radiallahu anha, Khadija had children, so he took care of the children of Khadija from the previous husbands. When he got married to other wives, he took care of their kids as well. It's not easy. It's very challenging. But he took care of the family and the children. And he used to give them dedicated time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he managed that. And he managed his relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. He used to give time to the masjid. And he used to give time to home as well. Whenever he traveled, he would come back to the masjid. And then he would go home. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In everything from Rasulullah's life, there is so much miracle that we can gather. There is so much beauty that we can take. And this will actually make it easy for us to follow Islam. Islam, if we think of it as, you know, rules, a chunk of rules, bunch of rules, it's going to be so hard. Do this, don't do this. But when we learn Islam from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, This is how Rasulullah ﷺ prayed, this is how he fasted, this is how he lived his life at home, this is how he did dealings with people, this is how he dealt with the friends, this is how he dealt with enemies. He in his life there is example for everything. How you deal with your friends, there is example for that. If you want to know how you deal with your enemies, there is example for that. There is no gap. There is no area where there is no guidance. When we look at this life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is very colorful, very beautiful, very diverse, then following Islam becomes a beautiful journey. Every day we are moving ahead. Every day we are progressing in our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every day we enjoy more and more from the Quran and more from the Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, every month we have these gatherings, mashallah. Many brothers come and many sisters they come and children also come. And we have short reminders so that we can help each other. This is our commitment for each other. تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. That you cooperate with each other for piety and also for taqwa. This will help ourselves and also help our families, our future generations, our children. They come to the masjid, they pray salah, they listen to the adhan. Unfortunately, when they're at home, they don't listen to the adhan. Right? They will participate in salah, and then they will also see other Muslims. Meeting Muslims is also a great act of virtue. When two Muslims meet for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and when they shake hands, their sins are forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You meet with another Muslim and you shake hands, sins are forgiven. What else you need? Islam is so beautiful. You come to these gatherings. You never know, there might be somebody who has a special relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, and because of his presence and because of his barakah, Allah might forgive us. And because of his barakah, we will have strength in our iman. The strength of iman is the strength of suhbah. Strength of iman is the strength of suhbah. The more you have company with the pious people, the more iman gets stronger. So the way men needs this, women, ladies, they also need this. Alhamdulillah, in this place where you are sitting, every day we have tilawah of the Quran. Hundreds of students, they read the Quran every day. You know, every week. We have a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited. I read hundreds of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited every day. So this is a very beautiful place. This is a very blessed place where hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are read every day. We have the class of Dawratul Hadith, where the students they read the Sahih of Bukhari, Sahih of Muslim, Muwatta of Imam Malik, Muwatta of Muhammad, Imam Tahawi's Ma'an al-Athar, and then Sunan Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood. All these books and all these hadith from these books are recited every single day. So there is some benefit in this place. There is some beauty, there is some blessing in this gathering. And if we remain connected with one another, and if we remain connected with these centers of ilm and centers of knowledge, then inshallah that will help us, and that will also help our children. MashaAllah, these children who read the Quran beautifully and who read the Quran, they are the students of the madrasa here. Alhamdulillah, we have madrasa on the weekdays. We have madrasa for the girls on the weekend as well. We have Islamic school. Many, you know, sometimes people don't know this, so that's why I repeat most of the time. Alhamdulillah, in the Islamic school, we have from preschool up to 8th grade for boys and also for girls. So this is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillah, hundreds of students are benefiting from madrasa and also from the school. Every day Allah Azza wa Jalla's name is mentioned and remembered. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to appreciate this gathering. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to support one another, to strengthen our iman, to remain on the path of haq. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to recite the Quran on a regular basis and to learn the meaning of the Quran and to learn the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will have a short dua and then we will give 5 minutes for salah, for making wudu, and then inshallah we will have Isha prayer, and inshallah after Isha prayer we will have the dinner. Okay, dua kar lenge. Inshallah we will have dua. Durood Sharif pad lijiye. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين وصل على محمد في الآخرين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك التقى والهدى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر فتنة الفقر ونعوذ بك من شر فتنة الغنى اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال اے الله اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما اے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما اے اللہ ہمارے چھوٹے بڑے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما اے اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما اے اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما اے اللہ جہنم سے ہمیں آزادی نصیب فرما اے اللہ جہنم سے ہمیں آزادی نصیب فرما اے اللہ جہنم سے آزادی نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہماری تربیت فرما اے اللہ ہماری تربیت فرما اے اللہ ہمارے قلوب کی تربیت فرما ہماری ارواح کی تربیت فرما اے اللہ ہمارے نفوس کا تزکیہ فرما اے اللہ ہمارے اخلاق کو درست فرما اے اللہ ہمیں اخلاق حسنہ نصیب فرما اخلاق حمیدہ نصیب فرما اے اللہ بری خصلتوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے اللہ رذائل سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے اللہ فضائل سے ہم سب کو منور فرما اے اللہ ہمارے اندر اخلاص نصیب فرما اے اللہ اخلاص نصیب فرما اے اللہ تواضع نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہمت نصیب فرما بہادری نصیب فرما اے اللہ مسلمانوں کے قلوب کو حق پر جمع فرما اے اللہ سارے عالم کے مسلمانوں کو حق پر جمع فرما اے اللہ مسلمانوں کو ایک دوسرے کی مدد کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اے اللہ کمزوروں کی مدد فرما اے اللہ کمزور اور مظلوم مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما مسلمانوں پر جہاں جہاں ظلم ہو رہا ہے اللہ ان سب کی مدد فرما اے اللہ ظلم کو ختم فرما اے اللہ ظلم کو ختم فرما اے اللہ آپ اس بات پر قادر ہیں اے اللہ آپ اسباب کے محتاج نہیں اے اللہ آپ دنیا کے نقشوں کے محتاج نہیں اے اللہ آپ جو چاہتے ہیں وہ ہو جاتا ہے
اے اللہ آپ کا چاہنا ہی ہو جانا ہے، اے اللہ آپ اپنے فضل سے ہم پر رحم فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہم پر رحم فرمائیے، اے اللہ مسلمانوں کی جان کی حفاظت فرمائیے، مالوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے، عزت کی آبروں کی حفاظت فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہمارے بڑوں کی بچوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے، اے اللہ جن گھروں میں بچیاں شادی کی، اے اللہ عمروں کے ہو گئے، اے اللہ ان سب کے اچھے رشتے نصیب فرمائیے، ان سب کا نصیب اور نیک فرمائیے، بچوں کے بچیوں کی شادیوں کو آسان فرمائیے، اے اللہ امت کے اندر سنت کی اتباع کی توفیق نصیب فرمائیے، اے اللہ گھروں میں خوشیوں کو شادیوں کو سنت کے موافق کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہمارے مالوں میں برکت نصیب فرمائیے، جانوں میں برکت نصیب فرمائیے، بیماریوں کو دور فرمائیے، اے اللہ مقروضوں کے قرضے ادا فرمائیے، اے اللہ جو لوگ پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرمائیے، اے اللہ جو لوگ قانونی پریشانیوں میں رکاوٹوں میں ہیں، اے اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرمائیے، ان کی رکاوٹوں کو دور فرمائیے، ان کے لیے آسانی مقدر فرمائیے، اے اللہ اس ادارے کو ترقی نصیب فرمائیے، دن دگنی رات چگنی ترقی نصیب فرمائیے، اس کے تمام انتظامات کو آسان فرمائیے، اس کی تمام ضرورتوں کو اے اللہ پورا فرمائیے، اے اللہ قلوب کس کی طرح متوجہ فرمائیے، یہاں پر یہاں ہونے والے خدمت کو قبول فرمائیے، یہاں کام کرنے والے عملوں کو قبول فرمائیے، اے اللہ اس اجتماع کو قبول فرمائیے، اے اللہ مردوں کو عورتوں کو بچوں کو بڑوں کو سب کو قبول فرمائیے، اے اللہ دین سے تعلق نصیب فرمائیے، اے اللہ دین کا سچا اور پکا اے اللہ متبع بنائیے، اے اللہ دین کا سچا اور پکا مددگار بنائیے، اے اللہ دین کی مدد کرنے والا بنائیے، اے اللہ اے اللہ اے اللہ اے رحمان اے اللہ اے رحیم اے اللہ اے کریم اے اللہ، اے اللہ ہم سب کے حال پر رحم فرمائیے، سارے عالم کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہمارے ان دعاؤں کو محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے قبول فرمائیے، وصلی اللہ وسلم علی سیدنا محمد، الحمدللہ رب العالمین۔